What is happening, everybody out there? Look at that Star Wars mug. I just noticed that's so on. It's so on par.
Dude,
I drink what? Shut the fuck up, both of you guys. I use this mug every single episode.
Wow. I literally never noticed that until just now.
You guys are crazy. Crazy.
Either way, you know what? We're here. We're discussing the Bad Batch. I think it is that is very professional of you to always have something having to do with what we're talking about. And I respect that a lot.
I could put this fucking hood on right now and just.
What is up, everybody? It's Press Play again. I'm Bailey, as usual. And joining me is the always prepared Omar Zaki, clearly, and Matthew Austin. We don't have, I mean, I have Star Wars things in my room, just not a mug. You know what? We'll all just start drinking mugs themed to whatever we're doing.
That'd be easy.
I like it. It's going to cost a lot of money, but
it's going to be a lot of money. But yeah, we're here to talk about the newest episode, The Bad Batch, Episode 6, Decommissioned. I'm really liking the titles of these.
Yes.
If
yes.
I'm being
One
honest,
I think
they're really
awesome.
Cool. One-word cool. titles are great. I think they should always stick with that. Other than that, before we get into this, because I was about to start talking about shit and I realized I haven't even said anything I need to say, you can listen to us on anything you want to other than... I don't know, other things that we don't mention on this. But anyway, you can listen on everything, but specifically, I'm just going to name Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and Apple Podcasts, and leave us 5 stars and reviews because it helps us a lot and we need help. Help us, please. And then if you want to follow us on any social media, you can on Twitter at Again Press and Instagram at Press Play Again. We post fun shit. It's been great. It's been a blast. We all think we're really funny. So... one day somebody might also think we're funny. So
you guys think we should just make a Facebook? Like at some point? I don't know.
At this point,
one day.
Maybe.
Maybe, right?
We've been boycotting it for so long. At this point, I think it's like a fun little thing we do. It's like this fun little game we play with Facebook. Who doesn't give a shit if we're on it or not?
Who's going to run it? I'm not getting on it.
We'll figure it. We'll hire someone. We'll pay them a penny an hour. Anyway.
Oh, God.
And so we're going to be posting our Bad Batch episode review discussions on Monday mornings, always, usually. If not, it's just because we had things to do. And then we're doing new movies coming out. We try to post them as soon as we can. So they're usually either the day or two or three after they air or in theaters.
We do the best we can. Look, guys, it's best we can.
Cruella, we just watched and reviewed Cruella, so keep an eye out for that because that's gonna be coming out. And then Loki is gonna be starting up Wednesday. We're gonna have those out for y'all every Thursday morning. So come and join us for that. Omar looks shocked. Are you not aware?
We've talked about this. He's like, yeah.
There he is. That's our boy. Anyway, okay, whatever. We're moving on. We're gonna talk about the Bad Batch. So I'm gonna start because I never start. The way I feel about this episode, not my favorite, slightly annoying.
Wow. So
I was like, is he muted?
Annoying for saying that. I can't believe it. Okay.
I wasn't 100% feeling this episode. There's just certain personality aspects that were missing for me. Like I was never a huge, huge fan of the
Be
Martez
honest, you hate
sisters.
The sisters. You I wasn't all a huge just hate fan these of them. Sisters.
I don't hate them. They're whatever.
Omar,
I wasn't expecting them to be
I can't
in this.
Remember. Did you watch all of season 7 of Clone Wars or did you skip the like pointless arc?
You skipped the fuck out of it.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
that's
then, so
these two,
that's
the,
why.
The two girls. In the,
that's where they're from?
Yes, yeah. They're from
oh,
season
wait,
7
wait,
of Clone
wait.
Wars.
Wait,
yeah.
The girl with the okay, there's one with one side missing and the yes. hair is like a comb over. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The other one, isn't that the girl you, I think at some point, maybe took a screenshot and sent it to us in the group? I'm like, yeah. dude, like, she's like, super fucking annoying.
I was like, this might okay. be my least favorite character in Clone Wars. Yeah. Granted, that Holy was the God. First episode she was in. She got a little more tolerable once they had a full arc. But, mm-hmm. yeah, overall,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't want to say, like, I don't like them, but they haven't done anything cool. They're usually a little irritating. And this episode was kind of the same.
Yeah, it just... I wasn't feeling this episode as much. I think cool things happened in it, though, so I like the cool things we're going to talk about with it. But yeah, this movie, Jesus, I've been doing this for too long. This episode, it just wasn't my cup of tea. But it was still, I still enjoy every episode I watch, so that's all I'll say. Anyway, how did you feel about it, Matt?
So I actually did still really like the episode. I don't really love the two. What are they called? What's their names? The
Martez
sisters.
I think
my least favorite part about it, I kind of like audibly gasped when they showed up. Like, oh my god, not these people again. but so we'll get into it as we start talking about it. But I still did like the episode. I thought it was it's still on that filler train, but we had enough progression in a couple aspects of this episode that I enjoyed it.
Sweet. Ohms?
So I obviously had no idea who these sisters were. I thought the episode was really
fun.
I was
like, oh, new characters.
Yeah. Like, why do you keep... What's up with the accent? What's going on? I missed something, apparently. No, I thought... Okay, I enjoyed it. I thought it was super fun. The whole cat and mouse thing they had with the droid head, you know, running, chasing, whatever. I thought that was pretty fun. I love Omega Man. I love everything they're doing with her, and I love the how she's progressing from episode to episode. I'm really enjoying the show once again, episode to episode on that scale. On the larger scheme of things, I'm completely lost. I have no idea how they're planning to wrap this up. I don't know what they're going for, because exactly like you said, seems like a filler episode. Even though I enjoyed it, where are we going? Like, what, you know, at this point, what the hell is happening?
For sure,
I don't.
I will say, I think that's, again, and I brought this up last time, that is the issue with the fact that they just decided to do this once a week. Because we've only had 6 episodes, and there's supposed to be, what, 16?
Right.
You got 10
so
more.
So, technically, it could just be a 4-episode arc that we just aren't... And, like, by arc, it's just, like, their own individual stories.
Right.
And then we're going to get back. But we wouldn't know, because we're watching it week to week.
Exactly.
So, it doesn't... Yeah, it's
it
like,
doesn't connect as well.
It's man. Not working week to week. Like, if they would have just put it out for the world to have all at once, oh, it probably would just feel so much different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just that's my same issue with this show. Yep. But other than that, I'm loving each fun we're having with the episodes. You're right. I just have, like, where's the progression with the main characters? What's happening with Tarkin? Where's that dude been this whole time?
Yes.
We have no idea.
Yeah.
Is he even canon anymore? Like, what the hell's going on at this point?
He's
I don't know.
Gone.
He's like already blown up. Like, the Death Star is already finished.
At this point,
have just no idea.
Who knows?
But yeah, so, okay, well, we'll talk about the episode. So, I, again, was shocked. We talk about how much we loved Sid, and then we get Sid immediately in the next episode. I was like, huh, you know, I wasn't expecting this. And then they're just going on another mission for her. And I was like, okay, I guess it makes those two episodes feel a little more connected. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, but I do like that we're getting the old droids involved again. Like, that's a fun aspect of it. I really enjoyed that. But I think the best way to describe it was, they played pretty much cat and mouse the whole episode, and that's fun. Like, it is a fun thing to have. Just, like, why those sisters? Like, why couldn't it be...
Anybody else could have shown
anyone
up.
Anyone from Clone Wars.
Because I like that we popped right in. Sid's back. Sid's giving him another mission. Sid shows up and just starts shooting the bow and arrow, just schooling everybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, Sid,
oh,
you're just a bunch of badasses. I know I talked you up for a reason last week. So I liked all that. And then, it really was until those motherfuckers showed up. Like, we are back in
this
shit.
Were they too bad? Like, were they that bad in this episode, or is it just because of the
older sister annoys me so much? There's something about her where she's always just like, I don't trust anybody, and I'm gonna screw up literally everything on every mission anyone goes on. Because all the stuff that happened with Ahsoka and the two sisters, the older sister was like screwing everything up for Ahsoka, and I was like, this is so annoying.
The younger sister, like, and Ahsoka were like trying,
nice.
They were trying to be buds basically, and we're kind of like coming up with plans during that whole arc in season 7 of Clone Wars, and it was her older sister that just kept getting in the way. It's like, we don't trust you, Ahsoka. But they have all their backstory, Omar, right? Like, where their parents were killed by Jedi, wasn't it something like that?
No, it's
or
like
covered up by
the
Jedi. I don't remember.
Yeah, like they were killed by the Jedi that were like chasing someone else. Like something happened to
they
the
were
building
collateral damage.
Yeah, I got you.
So they don't trust the Jedi.
So, like,
it makes
you
sense.
Get it,
but
it's also there's just something about her that you're just like, okay, like we need you to not try and mess everything up every single time.
From what I took, the older sister tries a bit too hard. The younger sister, I think, had some really cool moments with Omega, and just like her whole like last 2-3 minutes where she's like, you know, trying to save her. And I love that scene, man, where she's like calling.
That part was so tense.
Yeah, she's calling out for Rex. No, not Rex.
Yeah, she's calling out for Hunter.
Hunter. She's calling out for Hunter. And just how that whole scene like unfolds, and he's like doing everything he can to get to her, and then you've got the younger sister also doing the same.
Yeah,
I liked it. I thought it was hype.
Yeah, it's only because it started off with it was the older sister, right, where she's like challenging Omega and kind of gets her screwed over.
Right.
I've been watching your cable this whole time, Omar.
I didn't even see it, dude.
But that's the thing, because then she has the audacity after that to be like, grab a gun and start shooting. It's like, you just fucking knocked my bow off. Like, come on, dude.
The bow, though. Omega's bow. I'm glad that she's like keeping that, because that thing is awesome.
Yeah, that's going to become a thing. I am so down. Like, Omega's going to be so ever, cool. Like,
is she like the first ever archer in any Star Wars? Like, in anything Star Wars? I don't remember.
With a straight up kind of like bow arrow, I guess, like that. I mean, obviously
Chewie has his.
Which, like, the crossbows, though. But, I think so. I mean, definitely, there's never been a bow weapon.
I've never seen something like that. Yeah. It's like
really
a cool lightsaber bow. It's really cool.
It's really, really cool.
I love it. I like. She's awesome, man.
Yeah.
What's up?
Uh-oh. No. She's distracted, guys. Omar, in the
episode. My brothers are ridiculous.
We recorded the Cruella episode right before this one, and somebody, who was it, Mike, came in and scared the shit out of her halfway through.
Oh, he like screamed. He opened my door and screamed, and I literally thought I was like about to piss myself. It was really bad.
Love that boy.
But.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something. No.
We were all waiting on each other.
I really enjoy when Hunter freaks out when Omega's in trouble, because it's really heartwarming to see how much he cares about her. But I do think none of all of that would have happened if the sisters weren't there, which I get the whole point is like you need the cat and mouse, you need someone to be the person, but it's, you're thinking they're helping each other, like they're helping the same cause, you assume, but at the same time, I guess, and you don't know because it's Sid and she's kind of a mercenary. So.
Well, it's not even that with the sisters too. I was really excited to talk to you guys about that. Like the last scene we get, they're talking to someone, some sort of figure, and they're like, we know where to find them now. And like, who the hell are they talking to?
So,
well, we need to have a discussion.
My first initial thought, because, like, of course, you immediately start analyzing. We rewound it and we wanted to rewatch it again.
Rewound.
You gotta look. And I saw the robe. So, my first instinct was Obi, because I was like,
oh,
you didn't think that it was gonna be Obi-Wan?
I thought it was a dark robe.
See, I thought it was a dark robe too, but Obi-Wan could be wearing like it's like a dark brown, you know, that could be.
Mm. I thought it was a lighter tan. So when I was looking at it, and maybe.
I saw a black cape. I saw Vader's cape.
I did not see a cape at all.
That didn't even cross my mind, but that would be.
But there's no way they're working for Vader. Like, they were friends with Ahsoka.
Yeah.
See, I thought for a second it could have been Ahsoka, but Bailey pointed out that they do say like patch him through, so it's
they said him, not her. So I thought it was Obi-Wan, but then Matt was telling me how there's like a theory online that everybody thinks it's Darth Maul.
Darth Maul seems to be the popular running opinion. So they don't make a big deal of it in this episode, but the planet they're on is the planet that Han Solo's from. What's it called from Solo? I don't know. I'd have to look it up. But it's kind of connecting.
Cool.
Yeah, it's connecting back to that a little bit. And if y'all remember Solo, what is the villainous group in that called? Like the Crimson
Tide.
The Crimson.
Wait, that's
Tide?
Like a
no,
football.
The Crimson
team,
Dawn, I think. The Crimson Dawn. But that's who it gets revealed at the end that Darth Maul is like secretly in charge of, right? So maybe maybe this is setting that up.
Fucking cool.
That'd be cool.
I take that.
Yeah. It would be cool. I would be happy either way. If it's not Obi-Wan, I want it to be Darth Maul. If it's anyone other than those two people, I don't give a shit.
Because the truth is, the last we see Darth Maul is during the finale of Clone Wars when he escapes. Ahsoka's trying to hold him back with the Force and he gets out.
Yeah, he goes somewhere.
We don't really know where, like, and none of us have watched Rebels, but obviously he does show up eventually in that. But I don't think the immediate where he's at we know. So. Could be if they're ever gonna tell that story, they might as well do it here. So
right,
I would love for him to be in this show. The thing is, we're six episodes deep, so at some point, Because if this is just going to be a one-off season, like, that's the problem. Shit needs to start happening if this is just going to be a one-season thing, right? Like,
maybe, but yeah. It's the problem is it's so long. It's 16 episodes. Like, this could be a one-off season that was 8 episodes, and we would have been psyched for it. So the truth is, like, they haven't wasted any time yet. Even though it feels like it, it's like we're not even halfway through yet. So I want them to get back to the main story as much as you guys, but I don't think that like anything's out off the table yet. Like, they could do anything with how much time they have left.
I just remembered this was something I wanted to talk about too. We finally got it where Wrecker hit his head.
That's what I want to talk about. Yes.
Wrecker hit his head and then he said, good soldiers follow orders. And I'm just like,
yeah, that shit's happening.
But then it goes away. So it's just like, now they're alluding to it even more. So it's getting closer and closer to the big blow up. And I'm just like, oh my God. The anticipation for that is like absolutely killing me. Because I want it to just happen and be over with. Because Wrecker has slowly become my favorite character. So I want it to be done so he's alive and good still. So I'm just waiting for that stupid part to happen. I'm There's happy no way, they did that, though.
There's no way they're going to follow what they did with Crosshair, because we've already seen it happen. If they end up wasting another fucking 4-episode arc on that shit, I'm just going to fucking lose it. So I don't think that's going to happen. I think, like I said, I think last week or the week before, they're gonna figure out how to fix him, and that's going to help them fix Crosshair. Or they can kill him at this point. I don't really give a fuck. I'm so over Crosshair. I mean, I was over
him. I don't even want you back, bro.
Nah, man. If they're going to save him good. 2 episodes, 3 episodes ago, I'm over it. He was my favorite character. Not anymore. It's Omega now.
I was like, I put all my chips down on Crosshair, and this is where I
go. Done.
I will say, though, it is weird. It's we're starting to forget about him. It's strange that we're not even getting little brief like flashbacks to it. I think that's why these feel so fillerish, but again, the reason I'm higher on this episode and even the last one than I was like 2 episodes ago was that stuff's happening in it. Like, we talked about that.
Battle droids.
Yeah, like and the whole thing at the end with Hunter giving the little antenna where he got the information from the droid, him basically just being like, even though we need this for our mission, like, you make a good point. If you're apparently working for people that are going to fight the Empire, then here you go. You can have it. Which, if that's Darth Maul, then maybe that's opening up a whole other bag of worms. But
so, I will say, I did love the stuff they did with the battle droids, like where they brought all the battle droids back to life and they had the same voices. And they're like, "Did we win?" And I'm just, I thought that shit was hilarious.
Like, oh, here we go.
It was awesome that they did that, and then they had like the battle droid saving them. I thought all that was really cool. So, I mean, I'm a lower on this episode than y'all are, but that doesn't mean I didn't like it. I'm still Star Wars as hell. Like, I loved all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad we're getting new Star Wars content, because who isn't? Like, who's a Star Wars fan that's not happy right now, happy as hell with just everything we're getting Star Wars? But
actually, probably a lot of them.
I don't think so. I think a lot of people are enjoying the show, and we're enjoying this show. And honestly, I think we're not experiencing it the same way we experienced Clone Wars. We were binging the fuck out of Clone Wars. Yeah. We were watching 3-4 episodes at a time.
I couldn't get it to end.
Right.
Through, like, when is this show over?
Yeah, but I think if we were doing the same thing with Clone Wars, if we were watching an episode from week to week, I think at some point we'd feel the same way how we're feeling right now.
We definitely would.
Right? So I still think we're getting some really good Star Wars right now. I just think it feels...
I don't think
all over the place.
I don't think any of these episodes have felt as bad as, like, I don't even know, like a good
Day
chunk
one,
of Clone Wars, honestly. And I loved Clone Wars, but
Day one.
aside from the big arcs where things were like where you could feel like, oh, this is important. Like, there's a good chunk of Clone Wars that is just Star Wars content, and at least all of this has been like at least good. I don't think any of it's been bad. We just want it to be more. We want it to get back to the story, but I agree with the point Omar made where it's like, it's because we're watching it week to week. We have more to
pick apart. It's hard.
No, I'm completely right. Yeah. I hate saying it, but y'all are. I mean,
what the fuck?
I'm just kidding.
We're all one brain, dude.
I'm just kidding.
You're right, too.
I completely agree.
Get in here.
It literally is just, if we would be watching Clone Wars week to week, you're exactly right. We would be like, what the fuck is this show? So at least the filler episodes of this show are still super enjoyable.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're super fun. So I'm happy with it. I'm excited for next week's episode because I keep saying at the end of our episodes, oh, next week we must be getting back to the story. There's no way. And it keeps not happening. But I really do think next week it's happening. We're getting back to the story.
I think shit with Wrecker got like close escalated. Enough to that chip like going haywire where, I think they're going to have to tackle that soon. So
yeah. I think so.
It was a good shot.
Oh, I'm excited. Well, I'm ready.
I'm excited too, guys. This was fun. Y'all are great.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, you little pals. But anyway, any last words?
Till next time.
Till next time.
Till next time.
Oh, not this again. I was trying to be a droid.